Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, Hugh, when I asked you what you're going to do for this week, you said, we're going to talk about Murph wines.
What?
I had no idea what you meant. But I put it down. I took it on faith. There must be a story of some kind
it's
here.
It's a new viticultural area.
Yeah, Murph's, Murph by the Smurfs.
Yes, Murph by the Smurfs. That's right. No. The story here is that this is a new value line put out by a relatively well-known winemaker whose name is David Murfeld. Mm-hmm. And we probably know him most famously because he's been the winemaker at a really high-end, beautiful property that's part of the Saint Michel estates
in Washington,
called North Star.
Oh yeah,
and North Star has been making relatively high end Merlots for a number of years.
Quite good.
They're extremely good. They're actually now doing some Cabernet blends as well. So this is where the provenance is. Interestingly enough, Murph started his career as a brewer. And he brewed for a gentleman by the name of Bert Grant, also out in the Pacific Northwest area. And he brewed for Bert Grant for years and finally got a job studying under Jed Steele at North Star. And Jed Steele was, of course, the legendary winemaker who started the Kendall Jackson stuff. So Jed Steele was his mentor, and he became the winemaker at North Star. And so anyway, he's now kicking out this new line called Murph. M-E-R-F, and it says it right smack dab on the label. It's Murph wine. So anyway, that's the story. There's only two.
Okay.
There's a Chardonnay, and there is a Cabernet. And what I really liked about these is that they're good, but they're also great value.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
The Murph Chardonnay sells for about $13.
How about that?
And the Murph Cabernet Sauvignon sells for about $15.
Yeah, but what are you getting for that money?
You're getting pretty good.
Oh,
hey, come on, this is New Year. We got holiday bills to pay.
Oh, we do.
So
yeah.
I'm really interested in coming up with something that's not going to bend the pocketbook too
right.
bad. So the 2015 Murph Chardonnay, it's just really good. He does about 9 months of Surly, which means that you're aging the wine on the yeast. They do both French and American oak barrels, so you're going to get this interesting blend. The wine definitely shows oak, although it's not over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And about 25% of the wine is done in stainless steel. So you're maintaining the balance, and you're maintaining the acidity. And you're going to find that this is nice and creamy. It's got a richness to it. It's definitely softer on the palate than a lot of Chardonnays are coming from a little further south.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the fruit forwardness on it, I thought, was really good. And for $13, I'm in.
Already.
And then the Cabernet Sauvignon is a blend, actually, of Cabernet with some Merlot and a little bit of Cab Franc running in it. So it's got some structure to it. It's going to be fruit forward. It's got structure. The tannins are subdued, but they have some suppleness to them. And it's just a good drinker. And it's $15 a bottle. So I'm really happy. What a great project.
Yeah, this sounds like really, really classy everyday wine.
Yeah, well, I mean, we need more and more of this. I get tired of always having to spend over $20 a bottle. And I like looking at stuff where I can just make this work. So
go look for Murph. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.